On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Josh Coop.
A teenager is being treated in a London hospital after being stabbed in the stomach in Gravesend. Emergency services were called to an altercation involving a group of men in Milton Road, close to the junction with Bentley Street, late last night. His injuries are not thought to be life-threatening.
KMFM News.
It's being claimed that the NHS will lose out on almost £500 million a year by failing to claim back the cost of treating patients from outside of the UK. The National Audit Office says doctors aren't spotting patients from Europe. Laura Brackwell is from the Spending Watchdog and says it's a complex process.
It can be difficult to identify which patients should be chargeable. The department, working with what's called NHS Digital, has made some improvements to the IT systems so that it's easier for NHS staff to identify more quickly whether people are chargeable.
In other news this lunchtime, a video has emerged showing a lorry driver escorting a group of suspected illegal immigrants out of his truck on the M25 near the Dartford crossing. The group are still at large after it happened near Junction 1B at around 3:30 yesterday afternoon. You can watch that video, just search Kent Online on your mobile. Police have told KMFM that anyone who hands in unwanted or unlicensed firearms over the next 2 weeks won't be prosecuted. From Monday, we're being encouraged to hand in the weapons to police stations around the county as part of a campaign to reduce the number of guns on the streets.
KMFM News.
Figures show the number of fines being issued to people for using their phones behind the wheel in Kent has dropped by 95% over the last 5 years. More than 4,000 drivers received penalties in 2011 compared to just over 200 last year. The RAC says this is because there aren't as many road officers enforcing the law, and the problem is actually getting worse. Pete Williams is from the company.
We've seen the number of roads policing officers actually decline by 27% between 2010 and 2015. These are offences that need a physical officer to actually observe and enforce the law, and it doesn't seem to be happening.
Well, Kent Police have told us that in many cases, drivers take an awareness course rather than being issued with a fine. A criminal investigation's been launched after two children died after a house fire in Birmingham. Emergency services treated a woman there too, but she wasn't seriously injured. Meantime, a 13-year-old boy has been found dead after a fire at a shed in South Yorkshire. He was discovered after the flames were put out at the address in Doncaster last night. It's come out that Britain's counter-terror police have foiled at least 10 attacks in the past 2 years. Security services say they're dealing with around 550 cases at any one time. The official threat level here in the UK remains at severe, which means an attack is highly likely.
KMFM News.
A man's being treated for burns following a fire involving three garden sheds and a van in a village in Kent. Fire crews spent 2 hours tackling the blaze in Woodgate Court in Selling after it broke out just before 4:30 yesterday afternoon. It's not yet known what caused the fire. And ahead of the Halloween weekend, there's been a massive rise in people visiting scare mazes in Kent. Thousands of thrill seekers are expected to visit attractions including Screamland at Margate and the House of Horrors at Bluewater. Well, Ross Friday works at Fort Amherst Halloween Horrors and says people love being scared.
I think it's a little bit of a challenge, really. They like to think that they can make it through without screaming or crying, and 9 times out of 10, we prove them wrong.
Football, and the Gillingham boss has told KMFM he's feeling positive ahead of their game this weekend. The Gills travel to take on Fleetwood Town tomorrow. It comes after a draw with Cholton last weekend. They have dropped to 18th in League One, but manager Justin Edinburgh says it's not too late to reach the playoffs.
The position we're in, you can have your glass half empty or glass half full. I mean, I'm totally one that it's half full. You know, once we get going and once we find that win and we get that consistency, then it's only going to be getting fuller.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.